Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Headlines are always an indicator, especially when it comes to Democrats and bad news they're getting of what's about to come down the pipeline. Because the media will do everything they can to look like they covered a story while also trying to protect their friends. This time it deals with Hunter Biden and it deals with the President of the United States of America. There is a headline this morning, a headline that actually reads, Federal investigation of Hunter Biden heats up. This headline is coming from CNN. Yes, you heard me right. The most trusted name in news. You can laugh at that. The same CNN that said that they would not report, and you couldn't even mention on air, Hunter Biden or the laptop when that story actually broke. I know because I was a commentator, a conservative commentator at the time. And we were told not to bring up and or mention the Hunter Biden laptop story because they, quote, couldn't authenticate it. Now, that same group of scumbags at CNN has a headline, Federal Investigation of Hunter Biden Heats Up. Their first line says, the Justice Department investigation into Hunter Biden's business activities has gained steam in recent months with a flurry of witnesses providing testimony to federal investigators and more expected to provide interviews in the coming weeks. That according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. The probe, led by the U.S. Attorney in Wilmington, Delaware, began as early as 2018 and now concerns multiple financial and business activities in foreign countries dating to when Biden's father was the vice president. Now, again, I'm reading you this, and this is coming from CNN. If you want to know how bad things actually were with Hunter Biden and his laptop and his crime family and his father and his uncle, now CNN's even writing about it. They have no choice. They have to. Investigators have examined whether Hunter Biden and some of his associates violated money laundering, tax, and foreign lobbying laws, as well as firearm and other regulations, multiple sources are now confirming. They're investigating everything because Hunter Biden was involved in everything and his father knew it. I love quoting CNN. This is how bad it is. And today I'm going to enjoy every moment of this and you should too. CNN then is forced to write, to do so, law enforcement has gathered information from lobbyists connected to Hunter Biden, from his business partners, and from others who've observed his financial engagements, including a woman with whom he had a child. So now they're admitting he's got the illegitimate child. That's the first time I think CNN's ever done that. This is so fun. Hunter Biden has not been charged with any crimes and has denied any wrongdoing. His father, President Joe Biden, is not being investigated as part of the probe of his son's business activities, according to sources who have been briefed. But the ongoing investigation has persistently raised questions about the ethics. Again, this is CNN writing this, y'all. And behavior of the president's son. And fueled, quote, right-wing political attacks. Oh, there they go. So let's be clear how the left is going to spin this. It only took us five paragraphs to understand the media strategy of Democrats, of Hunter Biden, of Joe Biden, and of their associates at CNN. They're going to tell you that Joe Biden is not being investigated, is not a part of this. So they're trying to separate Joe Biden from what's coming down the pipeline with Hunter Biden. All right. Now, it's impossible to separate, and I'll quote Hunter Biden's emails, the big guy from Hunter Biden. It's impossible to separate Joe Biden, the big guy, from Hunter Biden's business dealings in China. It's impossible to disconnect Joe Biden, the president, the big guy, from him sitting on the board in Ukraine. It's impossible to talk about any of Hunter Biden's business dealings without the big guy, Joe Biden, being involved. So what I know is everything that I've been telling you for months and months while the media has been silent about Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. And I would encourage you, go back and listen to our podcast on this. We did a five-part series, not once, but two different times, on Hunter Biden and his connections to Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. Go listen to it. We laid it all out there. And what the media is trying to do now, and what Washington is trying to do now, is they're trying to convince you that somehow the influence of Joe Biden on every single business deal and every single paycheck that Hunter Biden got his hands on somehow was not connected to the big guy. They're trying to convince you that when Hunter Biden was paying for Joe Biden's home improvement project, right, the remodeling of his home in Delaware, somehow that was not connected, even if no one was paying taxes on that money. Like, and who would pay taxes on that money? It would be who? You guessed it. The president of the United States of America, the big guy, Joe Biden. They want to convince you that when Hunter Biden was doing business deals and he said, I need 10% for me and then 10% for the big guy, that somehow that money was not really going into Joe Biden's pocket. They want to convince you that Hunter Biden never talked about family dealings with his father, which is what his father said on the campaign trail when he was running for president. We know that's a lie. We have the pictures to prove it. We have the pictures of the big guy playing golf with the business associates from Ukraine, from Burisma, with Hunter Biden. How do we know? Because it came from his own damn laptop, which the media said wasn't real for 17 months. So the media strategy now is obvious. Claim that all this is being, quote, fueled by right-wing political attacks. Claim that. And then tell people that Joe Biden is not being investigated. I think they're already admitting that Hunter Biden's probably going to go to jail. But they're going to try to turn this into a right-wing political attack, which brings me to my next point. President Trump did an interview. And in the interview, he talked about Hunter Biden's business deals in Russia, not just Ukraine, but in Russia from oligarchs, big deals. There was a $3.5 million wire transfer from a Russian billionaire oligarch to Hunter Biden's investment firm that was outlined in a report by Senate Republicans that was made public ahead of the 2020 election. And former President Donald Trump said maybe it's time for Russian President Vladimir Putin to release the information on Hunter Biden's business deals with Russian billionaires, oligarchs. Show the world how corrupt the Biden family really is in Russia. What did the media do to spin this? They said, oh, here we go again. Donald Trump, you're now asking for favors from Vladimir Putin. That's how they're spinning it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All Now, what did the president actually say? They're not going to tell you that, so I will. I'll play it for you. It was very simple what the president said. Take a listen.
As long as Putin now is not exactly a fan of our country, let him explain where did, because Chris Wallace wouldn't let me ask the question, why did the mayor of Moscow's wife give the Bidens, both of them, $3.5 million? That's a lot of money. She gave him $3.5 million. So now I would think Putin would know the answer to that. I think he should release it. I think we should know that answer.
Did he ask for help? Did you hear him say, Vladimir Putin, please do me a favor? Vladimir Putin, please help me? I didn't hear that. Did you hear it? No. What the president said is he said, maybe it's time for the dirt to come out of Russia. And he's right. During the campaign, during the debates, Wallace wouldn't allow this question to be asked, right? Because it was, oh, well, we can't confirm the story's really there. Now we know, and we knew it then. It's just the media lied to us. This is how worthless the media is. They will lie to you to make you believe anything they have to get you to believe to influence the way that you vote. As long as it, whatever it takes to get you to do what they tell you to do. Now, the headlines don't match what Donald Trump actually said. Donald Trump did not say, Vladimir Putin, please release the information. I'm asking Putin for help here. Right? He just said, hey, you're not a fan of our country right now. Maybe now's the time to tell us what happened, because he knows.
As long as Putin now is not exactly a fan of our country, let him explain where did, because Chris Wallace wouldn't let me ask the question. Why did the mayor of Moscow's wife give the Bidens, both of them, $3.5 million? That's a lot of money. She gave him $3.5 million. So now I would think Putin would know the answer to that. I think he should release it. I think we should know that answer.
I think Putin would know the answer to that. I think he should release it. Now, CNN's also going into full-blown meltdown mode right now, finding anybody they can to come on TV to also tell you something else that, by the way, is a lie. You're going to hear from CNN's White House correspondent. Now, this is propaganda from the Biden White House. John Harwood is the White House correspondent. John Harwood covers Biden for CNN. And this is the new line that they want to get out, and that's the reason why he's saying this. Now, what you're about to hear him say is a lie. He's going to tell you that there is zero evidence that President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter has done. It is impossible for the crimes that were committed by Hunter Biden to happen without Joe Biden's involvement. It's impossible for Hunter Biden to get the payouts he was getting if it wasn't for the big guy. His own words in his own emails. So now everybody in the media is basically accepting that Hunter Biden's going to get indicted. So they need to protect the father at all costs, which means we'll go out there and we'll lie to the American people again, just like we lied to them for 4 years on Russian collusion, just like we lied to them for the last 18 months on COVID, just like we've lied to them for the last 17 months on the Hunter Biden story and his laptop, telling you it was Russian disinformation. The new lie is, all right, we'll sacrifice Hunter Biden. No one gives a crap about that guy, right? As long as we protect the presidency at all costs. So we will go out on TV and we will tell people, we will tell them that at all costs, you must know, you must understand that there's zero evidence that the president has done anything wrong, even though there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of emails. I haven't counted them, but I know there's hundreds that involve the big guy with Hunter Biden's business deals.
We don't know.
How significant is this, John?
Well, look, it seems pretty clear that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's name to make a lot of money.
Okay, so they're even admitting that, right? Well, it appears very clear. So CNN has gone from, we won't talk and we won't allow you to talk about the laptop. We won't allow you to talk about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all of this corruption. We won't allow you to talk about Burisma. We will tell you for 17 months it's Russian misinformation. And now all of a sudden they're like, well, it's very clear that Hunter Biden was trading off his father's name. Because they know he's going to get indicted. That has already now become fact to them. That's why John Solomon said this. Or excuse me, John Hartwood said this.
Was trading on his father's name to make a lot of money. He's had a difficult life. But until you make someone makes a nexus between what Hunter Biden has done and official activities of Vice President Biden or President Biden, it's a not pretty picture, but it's not really of much public import in terms of the policy of the United States or the administration of the government. And the fact that an investigation has been sustained during the Biden administration is an indication that the government is working on this subject. And we'll see what the results are. But so far, there is zero evidence that Vice President Biden or President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter Biden's done.
By the way, that is just a lie. And CNN knows it. But they have to peddle this because they've got to protect Joe Biden at all costs. The quote you just heard, there's zero evidence that President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter has done, is a lie. We have the original tapes, by the way, of where, remember, I'll remind you, the president was sitting there on stage and he was bragging. He was bragging about getting the prosecutor that was investigating Burisma, the company of which his son's board was on, fired. Right? They have admitted that he was peddling his influence over his son's affairs. We know that the president lied during the campaign when he said he had nothing to do with his son's business dealings. We know that's a lie. It's very clear it was a lie. And you notice the other thing that they just said there, they alluded to, and they're going to use this over and over again. So get ready for it. Well, you really shouldn't be being mean to Hunter Biden. He's got a tough life. He's a drug addict. They are going to exploit the fact that he is a drug addict for as long as they possibly can. They are going to tell you that he was an addict and a troubled young man and that it's a sad story and that you should feel sorry for him, that you should be really kind to him. You should be understanding of the troubled life that Hunter Biden was living. They're going to try to tell you that, well, he didn't even know what he was doing. They're going to say that, you know, he was an addict. And of course, an addict, you know, would do things like this. And we're not even sure he even knew what he was doing when he was doing it. That's what they're going to tell you. That's what they're going to say, folks. They're going to say that. They're going to tell you that. They're going to say it over and over and over and over again. This is going to be their thing. And they're going to want you to understand it. They're going to want you to comprehend it, right? They're going to want you to feel sorry for him. They're also going to try to make you feel sorry for poor old Joe Biden. He's already had a son die of cancer. You should really feel sorry for this poor soul that's just had a hard life. Now, what does a hard life look like? Your dad's the vice president, hooks you up with unlimited business deals. You got so much money coming in, you can't even keep track of it. You have so much money coming in, you can just be an addict and have hookers around you and everything else and all these drugs around you all the time. And your dad, by the way, if you really want to talk about what's sad, took advantage of you. Instead of helping you check into rehab, instead of holding you accountable, right? Instead of trying to save you, he's like, hey, addict, keep going out there and hooking up, and I'll deny the kid's yours when it's a stripper out of Arkansas, and I'll deny that it's my grandchild, and you just keep making the Biden crime family money. From a perspective as a father, I want you to think how disgusting it is that Joe Biden knew his son was this bad off and continued to dress him up and turn him into a professional for an hour or two here and there to get the business deals done for the Biden crime family to keep the money flowing. That should be the real story. The Daily Mail has been reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop emails. that tie him not only to the Ukraine biolab, which you knew nothing about, but also tie him to Russia and these oligarchs and everything else that we talked about. I want you to hear part of what was said about this on Tucker Carlson's show. Again, another example of how Hunter Biden knew that his son was obviously a drug addict, knew that at any moment, any day, he could get a phone call that he's OD'd, that he could wind up dead, and it didn't matter. Just keep the money flowing. Think about the moral compass of that man, that father.
Is to say the research of some kind into deadly pathogens in Ukrainian labs. So we learned, thanks to reporting from the National Pulse several days ago, that Hunter Biden's personal investment firm got money to researchers who are working on, quote, isolating deadly pathogens in Ukraine. Now the Daily Mail is reporting that emails on Hunter Biden's laptop confirm that that story is true. So again, we're not exactly sure what this means or where it goes, but ask yourself, in 2014, 2015, did you realize that Joe Biden's son was helping fund some sort of research into deadly pathogens in Ukraine, which is not exactly a hotbed of biomedical research? Why Ukraine? Why not Germany? Why not Japan? Why not a first world country? There's clearly something going on here, and we have the right to know. Sorry, we do. Josh Boswell broke the story for Daily Mail, and we're happy to have you join us tonight. Josh, thanks so much for coming on. I'm sure you've been denounced for writing this news story, so thank you for doing it anyway. What did you learn?
Well, first off, I want to make clear that the Russian government is clearly pushing a propaganda line to try and justify their war in Ukraine, right? They're saying that the American government was working on bioweapons in Ukraine. I do not have evidence of that specifically, but I do have a lot of other very interesting evidence, which we should be asking a lot of questions about. So what do we know right now? Well, we know, as you said, that the U.S. was funding these bio labs in Ukraine, that they were looking at deadly pathogens. We know that Hunter Biden was helping raise money for funding one of the companies involved in that called Metabiota. And we also know from my reporting emails from Hunter Biden's laptop that not only was he involved in funding that company, but he was also involved in getting that company into Ukraine, getting it deals that it needed to be done to do the work it was trying to do. So, for example, there are meetings that he had with executives from Metabiota. And it's really interesting the way that the executives speak in those emails. They say that they wanted to help assert Ukraine's cultural and economic independence from Russia, which I found kind of odd for a company that is supposed to just be monitoring disease data, pandemic data. Why are they trying to also assert Ukraine's independence? There's also a quote-unquote science project that Hunter and his business partners pitched to the Ukrainian gas firm Burisma, allegedly corrupt firm, that he was working with at the time. And this science project involves getting Metabiota some kind of deal in Ukraine and maybe using Burisma's high-level government contacts in Ukraine to get that done. We also know that the funding that Metabiota received totaled $18.4 million from the Department of Defense. A small portion of that, $307,000, goes to, quote, Ukraine research projects, according to DOD records and government funding records. So there's a lot of questions here. Why was Hunter involved in this, especially at a time, 2014, when his father, Joe Biden, the vice president then, was in charge of foreign policy towards Ukraine for the U.S. It's surely at least a conflict of interest there.
Well, it's so unbelievably corrupt. I could care less what the government says of Russia about anything. I don't believe the government of Russia. I care about the government of the United States, which I help pay for. So these are fair questions. I'm grateful that you unearthed them, and I hope you'll keep going. Josh Boswell of Daily Mail. Thank you.
Now, remember, if you go back to CNN, what did CNN say? They said there's zero indication at all. Right. There's no indication that Joe Biden is involved, the president of the United States of America, in any of this. There's zero linkage to anything that's unethical. Zero linkage to anything questionable. Right. There's no this is, you know, none of this. Now, the other part that I do have to go back to is something else about CNN. CNN's no longer calling Hunter Biden's Russian laptop or his laptop, quote, Russian disinformation. It is his laptop, and I should have mentioned that earlier, but I'm going to play it for you again. CNN went from 17 months of this is Russian disinformation to now admitting and now saying, yeah, it's Hunter's laptop.
So there's a lot of issues that the Justice Department has looked into, including, of course, this laptop that on the right wing has featured a lot of stories about Hunter Biden.
I love this, that the right wing has featured. So somehow you're not supposed to support this. You're not supposed to, look at the facts here, because the right wing, right, has been obsessed with this, because you guys won't cover it and you lied about it and you said it was Russian misinformation, disinformation, when the whole time it wasn't. So apparently the defense of CNN admitting that the laptop is in fact Hunter Biden is to say, well, the right wing has really, really been obsessed with this story. This is right wing media that's all about this thing.
Featured a lot of stories about Hunter Biden. We know the FBI has possession of it and that they believe it is his laptop, that the contents of it are his.
So the right-wing media got it right. You guys lied and got it wrong. That's what this means, right? You're no longer calling Hunter's laptop Russian disinformation. You're saying it is his laptop, but now you're saying, well, it's the Republicans are the problem here. Right? The Republicans are the real issue. The right-wing media is the real problem here. That's who you need to be angry with. Andrea Mitchell, MSNBC this morning. I played for you the Trump clip. Trump undermines the U.S. by asking Putin to release info about Hunter Biden. Well, maybe if you guys did your damn job, he wouldn't be asking for this. But again, this is their spin. I told you they're going to do it. Here it is from moments ago.
So in the political world, Andrea Mitchell, I guess we've seen this story before. But actually, in the grand scheme of things, historically even, I think this is very dangerous. A former president pandering and reaching out to a war criminal, a man that our current president rightfully calls a butcher, a man who is bombing maternity wards and children's hospitals. I think that we might want to take a step back, and I ask you, President Trump making comments like this, number one, is there precedent for anything like this? And number two, does it undermine us in any way?
There it is. Yeah, let's turn the story into Donald Trump is talking to Vladimir Putin again. Donald Trump is the bad guy here, and it's really sad and unprecedented and scary that this man who's a butcher. So now they care about Putin being a butcher all of a sudden, because then they can somehow frame this towards Donald Trump. Remember what Trump actually said. Because they're going to be spending this all day long. Remember what Trump actually said. All he said was, "Is Vladimir Putin knows." He didn't beg. He didn't plead. He didn't. No, no, no. It was very simple. This is what the president actually said, not what the media is now reporting.
As long as Putin now is not exactly a fan of our country. Let him explain because Chris Wallace wouldn't let me ask the question. Why did the mayor of Moscow's wife give the Bidens, both of them, $3.5 million? That's a lot of money. She gave him $3.5 million. So now I would think Putin would know the answer to that. I think he should release it. I think we should know that answer.
He didn't ask for help. He just said he should release it. That's all he said, folks. They're going to continue to lie. They're going to continue to lie. And they're going to continue to lie because they understand something. This is threatening the presidency of Joe Biden. And that's why they're telling you it's not. That's how you know it's threatening his presidency. And that's how you know how corrupt Joe Biden is. Without Joe Biden using his drug addict son, none of this would have continued. None of this would have happened. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.